Rosaline Duffy of Britain's University of Manchester says that in many African countries, conservation has become heavily militarized in recent years. In countries such as Malawi and the Democratic Republic of Congo, she says private security firms have been recruited to protect endangered species. Duffy says many operate on a shoot-to-kill poachers basis.
We've got to remember that people who are shot on site, they've never been through a court of law, they've never actually been convicted of anything. And in many cases, I think we can think of these as gross human rights abuses.
Duffy says international tourism means the pressure to protect endangered animals is intense. She says the militarization of conservationism can have negative effects on local communities.
Those alienate local communities because it increases a sense of injustice. And a feeling that kind of particularly Western conservation organisations care more about wildlife than they do about people.
Duffy says she does not believe it necessarily is the best way to protect endangered animals.
In the short term, it might mean that you save a few animals, but in the longer term, it just turns communities right off conservation and actually makes them more likely to support or turn a blind eye to commercial poaching gangs operating in their area.
Mark Wright is with the Worldwide Fund for Nature. He says conservationism has changed considerably during the past decade, partly due to conservationists responding to changes on the ground.
The poachers themselves tend to be more highly organised, far better equipped, often heavily armed. And so to respond to that, I think there has been an inevitable change in the way that national parks or protected areas are policed.
Wright says it's important to remember that it's not only poachers who have died in the battle over endangered species. In the case of the Democratic Republic of Congo, he says, hundreds of park rangers have also lost their lives. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.